Leviticus. Chapter 19. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, saying, Speak unto all the congregation of the children of Israel, and say unto them, You shall be holy, for I the Lord your God am holy. You shall fear every man his mother, and his father, and keep my Sabbaths, I am the Lord your God. Turn you not unto idols, nor make to yourselves molten gods, I am the Lord your God. And if you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings unto the Lord, you shall offer it at your own will. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it, and the next day, and if any remains until the third day, it shall be burned in the fire. And if it be eaten at all on the third day, it is abominable, it shall not be accepted. Therefore everyone that eats it shall bear his iniquity, because he has profaned the hallowed thing of the Lord, and that soul shall be cut off from among his people. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field, neither shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, neither shall you gather every grape of your vineyard, you shall leave them for the poor and stranger, I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. And you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shall you profane the name of your God, I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your neighbor, neither rob him, the wages of him that is hired shall not abide with you all night until the morning. You shall not curse the deaf, nor put a stumbling block before the blind, but shall fear your God, I am the Lord. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, you shall not be partial to the poor, nor honor the person of the mighty, but in righteousness shall you judge your neighbor. You shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people, neither shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor, I am the Lord. You shall not hate your brother in your heart, you shall surely rebuke your neighbor, and not bear sin because of him. You shall not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself, I am the Lord. You shall keep my statutes. You shall not let your cattle breed with another kind, you shall not sow your field with mixed seed, neither shall a garment of mixed linen and wool come upon you. And whosoever lies carnally with a woman, that is a slave, betrothed to a husband, and not at all redeemed, nor freedom given her, there shall be punishment, they shall not be put to death, because she was not free. And he shall bring his trespass offering unto the Lord, under the door of the tabernacle of meeting, even a ram for a trespass offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering before the Lord for his sin which he has done, and the sin which he has done shall be forgiven him. And when you shall come into the land, and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as unclean, 3 years shall it be as unclean unto you, it shall not be eaten of. But in the fourth year all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise the Lord with. And in the fifth year shall you eat of the fruit thereof, that it may yield unto you its increase, I am the Lord your God. You shall not eat anything with the blood, neither shall you use divination, nor witchcraft. You shall not shave around the sides of your heads, neither shall you disfigure the corners of your beard. You shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, nor tattoo any marks upon you, I am the Lord. Do not prostitute your daughter, to cause her to be a harlot, lest the land fall into harlotry, and the land become full of wickedness. You shall keep my Sabbaths, and reverence my sanctuary, I am the Lord. Regard not mediums, neither seek after wizards, to be defiled by them, I am the Lord your God. You shall rise up before the gray-headed, and honor the face of the old man, and fear your God, I am the Lord. And if a stranger sojourns with you in your land, you shall not mistreat him. But the stranger that dwells with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt, I am the Lord your God. You shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in measures of length, or weight, or quantity. Just balances, just weights, a just ephah, and a just hin, shall you have. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall you observe all my statutes, and all my judgments, and do them. I am the Lord.